I'm literally at such a low point in my fucking life, and I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sick of everything.
Single mom has a mental breakdown on TikTok over her baby daddy. Now, I wanted to do this video because I do believe this is actually more common and it's happening more every day. A lot of these single moms are actually not coping as well as they like to put it. Or sure, should I say.
This is me coming on here being as vulnerable as I can be. I've been with the same man for 7 fucking years, and in all these 7 years, I've dealt with cheating, with lies, with him on OnlyFans, him on porn. He even got to the point where he hit up an escort. Yes. When I left him, I started talking to this other guy. And he knew about it because I told him. He come and try to fight for me back. But in the midst of fighting for me back, he's too busy downloading dating apps, hitting escorts up. But you're fighting for me back. Then gets me pregnant again. While I'm pregnant, he receives a picture from one of the escorts of her whole vagina, and he tried to delete it, but too busy. I caught it at 9 months pregnant, and I forgave him like a stupid ass. Like, I said, you know what, we're about to have our second baby, let me forgive him. All he does is go home, go to work, come home, and be on his phone. He has not once tried to build that trust back up. He has not once tried to bring the spark back into the relationship. Nothing. And the relationship just started going downhill. This whole postpartum, I'm 5 months postpartum, I've been telling him, I'm losing myself, like, my mind is crazy, like, I feel fat, I feel ugly, I feel like we're disconnected, like, I want to go out, I want us to, do something, like, work on the relationship. Like, why am I asking for this, and you the one that did wrong by me? And he just ignores me every time I text him and express to him how I feel. And now, on a random Tuesday, Wednesday, we go out. We're out for like 2 hours. We come back home. He just starts packing his stuff. And I'm like, where are you going? He's like, oh, I'm leaving. I'm like, going where? He said, oh, I'm leaving. You've been telling me to leave, so I'm going to leave. Now you're going to flip this on me saying I've been telling you, but when I was really telling you how I feel, you wasn't trying to sit here and talk about it. And now, I don't know what got into you, but you want to randomly just leave? Like, knowing I don't have a job. I don't have shit. She's just on her worst behavior every day. And when I think things are getting better, it's like things get worse. Like, where the fuck am I going wrong at? Please let me know. Like, is this the age that she's in where kids just not listening? Kids are just constantly acting up. Kids are just constantly throwing tantrums. Constantly doing this, constantly doing that. Like, why can you just not listen? Like, what is wrong? What am I doing wrong that my child just can't act right? I've tried everything you can possibly think of. Timeout. Taking her iPad away. Taking things away that are, like, bad for her vocabulary, bad for her environment, just to see if things will improve. Rewarding her when she does something good. Teaching her how to do stuff. And it's like, nothing clicks.
The thing is, we can talk about the baby daddy, the child's father, the child's dad, as much as we like. But at the end of the day, who is the one here right now having a mental breakdown? Who is here right now on TikTok crying? It's the single mom. And this is why people go so hard on single moms. Because you guys always have the most to say about the predicament you put yourself in. You guys always have a lot to cry about for the situation you put yourself in. So wouldn't it only just be fair that we will tell single moms, well, you should have never done A, B, and C. Maybe next time, what other females can do, what other women can do, is choose wisely who they choose to sleep with. Choose wisely who they want to have a child with, instead of always saying it's A, B, and C's fault. At the end of the day, it's the single mom who is the one that's facing all these mental turmoils, all these mental breakdown, postpartum depression. It's all on her. And you'll think females would be wise enough, especially in 2024, to actually be careful who they open their legs to. But it seems like they don't learn and don't want to learn.
Why does a man treat the kids different once y'all break up? Like, what happened to calling your kid, checking up on your kid, taking your kid with you? Your kid was used to seeing you for 5 years, every day of her life, waking up to you, going to sleep to you. And from one day to another, you changed her life completely, and it's like you don't even care. Your kid be sitting here begging for you, begging to talk to you, begging to spend the night with you, begging for you to come here, begging to do things with you. And you notice, and you don't really do nothing to change it. The least you could do is call her. You don't even do that. She has to call you all the time because you never call her. Now my daughter going around here saying, "Mommy, my dad don't love me." She's saying the exact same thing I used to say while I was with him. You really don't love me, because if you loved me, you wouldn't act like this. And now seeing how you treat our daughter just proves to me that I was right the whole time. It's a low point in my fucking life, and I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sick of everything. Everything is just falling apart. Everything, and every day I wake up is something new of something bad that happened. Like, when is it gonna stop? Like, what is the Lord? Like, what is going on? Like, why is my patience being tested like this? Like, I can't take it anymore. What do you want me to do, just end it all? How can a person handle so much at once? Like, I know us women are strong, but goddamn, bro, this shit is hard. I feel like I'm having a mental breakdown every day, like twice a day, for any little inconvenience that happens to me. It just takes me off the edge, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of it. But then again, I'm also dealing with my 5-year-old child that I have 7 days a week, every single day, and she acts up every day. Every day with her is something new, and I don't know what to do at this point. Like, I'm about to put her in something and get her out of school, because I can't take this anymore. I can't. I already have a 7-month-old that's very needy and keep me on my toes. And it's like, I've never felt like this mentally. Like, after I had my first daughter, my postpartum, it wasn't too bad. Like, it was like I was feeling some things, but not nowhere near close how I'm feeling now. Like, I feel like every day I cry, every single day, and it drains me, because it's like, why is everything making you cry? And I sometimes feel like I can't control it. Like, that's just my emotions, and I don't want to be like this. But it's like, with the cheating while I was pregnant, was an asshole bitch low move. I forgave you. I put my feelings to the side for you, for the relationship, and for my daughter. And for the past couple years, I've been learning how to heal from it, and I finally got to the point where I don't give a fuck what you did with that hoe. I don't care. No, because why is it so hard for a single mom to get a job? Like, just because I have limited availability, like, you should actually want to help me. It's so sad how places literally won't hire you just because you can only work certain days, certain hours. Like, aren't we all struggling? Aren't we all trying to find a way to get by with this high-ass inflation that we in? Like, I could be your best worker, but you wouldn't even know because you too worried about my availability. Like, then people be like, I want to work a 9-to-5 for the rest of my life. I don't. And I never did, because jobs don't give a fuck about you. You are replaceable to any job. They will let go of you when they feel like it. And once they see they can't benefit off you, they're not going to hire you. No, because I'm literally just trying to provide for my kids and start all over again. But nobody wants to hire me. So, yeah.
See, this single mom, like many others, do not want to take accountability. It gets me how you think that people should feel the need to hire you because of your mistakes. You feel that people should do A, B, and C, help you out because of your mistakes. Wouldn't it have been just much better if you wasn't so fast? Wouldn't it be so much better if you had better standards when it came to the type of man that you're attracted to? Because ultimately, that's what it is with single moms, is your standards when it came to the men that you slept with were so low. You had no standard to when it came to actually giving your body away. You had no self-respect either. And what gets me is females want to talk about the deadbeat dads all the time. But you never actually want to advocate for women and young women and females to actually slow down. And maybe the first thing you don't do is sleep with the guy that you first like. Maybe what you don't do is get into a situationship. Maybe what you don't do is hook up. Maybe what you should do is leave any situation, any relationship, anyone that you're seeing when red flags appear, so you don't find yourself here like this single mom. So you don't find yourself now crying over how people don't want to employ you because you're a single mom. And it's not just because you're a single mom. It's the fact that there are better employees out there that can actually commit and do a better job than you. As she is a complete mess and can't even be able to look after her own child because of her life situation. She's struggling in every single way possible. And what's happening a lot is a lot of these baby moms, single moms, they are romanticizing being a single mom. Get ready with me as a single mom. Oh, do this with me as a single mom. Oh, I can do it by myself as a single mom. Oh, it doesn't matter as long as you have money. Oh, I did my best. I'm doing great. I'm the best. I can hire my standards now. Like, you're all romanticizing about it. But this is actually what's happening. Being a single mom is not easy, but they'll make you think that it's normal and it's easy and it's the guy's fault. It's both of yours fault. But at the end of the day, the person that really bites the bullet is the woman. And you would think women, you would think females would be smarter, knowing that it's going to be your womb, it's going to be your body, it's going to be your time that it's going to be taken away. But that's not good enough until they actually find themselves here, and then they begin to have this mental breakdown. Now they can't cope mentally and emotionally and physically. Everything has changed, and that's why she's having a mental breakdown. Her mistakes have caught up with her. The waters are all the way on her neck. She can't breathe, she can't do anything, and clearly she's struggling in every aspect of her life. And that is what baby mama culture is doing. Now, I wouldn't say she's black, but I think this is a great example to show. As the black community, I don't want to say thrive, but they really do push and promote baby mama culture as if it's something to be proud of. I'm your hostess, Remnant Princess. These are my last thoughts. What is happening is a lot of females are doing whatever they want to do. And somehow, when they do that, they blame men. And yes, men have their own issues and have their own faults. But like I keep on saying, it's you who's going to bear that child. Why don't you be more responsible with your own body? It is not by force to sleep with different guys. It's not by force to have children with different guys or with this one guy that you know is no good for you. You would think it would be easy for females to make that choice. You know what? I'm actually just gonna not be fast, close my legs, and actually take my time when it comes to finding the man that I want. But for these single moms, it never was that easy. It seems like it was so hard for them to not be out in the streets. But let me know what you guys think. Thank you for watching. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. Bye.